Schools, colleges and offices shut across West Bengal state, and transport stayed off the roads as an opposition alliance enforced a day-long shutdown on Friday. Sporadic clashes erupted between police and opposition activists as protesters staged street marches in Kolkata and elsewhere, shouting slogans against the state's communist government. Police say several state-run buses were stoned. The strike was called 2 days after 14 villagers were killed and scores injured when police fired on farmers in Nandigram district. Police were trying to break up angry mobs that were pelting them with stones and homemade bombs. Villagers and political activists there have been leading violent protests against plans to acquire farmland, to establish a chemical hub and industrial park. They have set up roadblocks and destroyed bridges to prevent officials and policemen from entering the area. The protests have continued since January, despite a state government pledge to shift the proposed special economic zone if villagers do not want it. Junior Federal Home Minister Sri Prakash Jaiswal says that the state government is taking steps to tackle the unrest. He said the West Bengal government is hopeful that peace will be restored in the region soon. The issue of land acquisition became controversial after the West Bengal government decided to turn over thousands of acres of farmland to private industries. The communist government wants to woo private investment to improve the economy of the state, which businesses have shunned for decades due to militant trade unions. But farmers say they will be displaced and left without a livelihood if their land is taken away. The violent protests by farmers in West Bengal have turned the spotlight on the federal government's plans to establish hundreds of special economic zones throughout the country. Critics are questioning the merits of handing over agricultural land to businesses in a country where agriculture sustains two-thirds of the 1 billion people. A worried federal government has put the policy on hold for the time being. Meanwhile, angry opposition lawmakers disrupted Parliament for a second straight day on Friday, demanding that the federal government send an all-party delegation to West Bengal to investigate the recent killings of villagers. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.